Lent is a great season of decisiveness, and that's good for us because we tend not to be very decisive. We live in a culture now that is like, keep your options open. Just keep every option open for as long as possible. Don't make any decisions, certainly not any hasty decisions. And on some level, that's fine. But in the spiritual life, we need to be decisive. We need to be a lot more decisive than we are. Lent is a season where we're called to be direct and decisive about the things that matter most. That's why it's a season of repentance, the purple robes, right? It's a season of repentance to turn away from sin and to turn toward someone greater, right? Turn away from sin, because sin leads us into all sorts of places where we don't belong. But we're turning toward someone greater. It's not a season of no's. It's a season of yeses. We say no to certain things and certain desires. But in order to say yes to the one our heart is made for, Jesus himself, he's always the someone greater that we want to choose and to move directly toward him. So, I want to tell you, and some of you who have been around long enough know this, I want to tell you the most dangerous word in the spiritual life. The most dangerous word. Far and away. It's worse than no to God. Because at least that's a decision. The most dangerous word in the spiritual life is later. Later. I'll do it later. Later. Always later. There's always a reason to do it later, to put something off that needs to be attended to. The reason later is more dangerous than no is because no is a decision and you have to square up to it. You have to say, no, I decided I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go pray. I'm not going to follow Jesus. And then that works on your heart because your heart is made for God. Our hearts are restless until they rest in God. So sinners who say no don't have rest. The dangerous thing about later is that we'll fool ourselves into thinking, yeah, I'm spiritual. I'm following Jesus. Should I address that big thing in my life that needs to change? I'll do it later. Should I be intentional and even intense in my prayer life? Later. I'll just go to church. That'll be enough. And so we fool ourselves into thinking that we're actually following Jesus, but we're not really following Jesus. Right? Great priest in my life. He was one of the first priests I knew in seminary. He had a great line. He said, following Jesus from a safe distance is neither following him nor is it safe. Following Jesus from a safe distance, neither following him nor is it safe. Well, that's what we do when we say later. I'm going to follow him from a safe distance because I don't want to get real about the things that are going on in my heart, and I don't want to really give Jesus a chance to show me who he is, because that would mean I have to change. That's why, by the way, when Jesus talks about this evil generation that seeks a sign, yeah, we like signs because we can interpret signs. Signs don't make claims on us. People make claims on us. Jesus is like, you don't need a sign because I'm right here. You don't need to look for a sign. I am really here right now. And that makes a difference when the person is really here right in front of us. When Jesus is really here, that's different. We don't get to interpret him. He's the one who makes demands on us. He's the one who shows us the way to live. He's the one who starts calling the shots in our life. And that's to our great, great benefit. So we ask the Lord, right, to teach us to be wise in this season of Lent, to step away from the most dangerous word in the spiritual life, and then to enter into one of the best words in the spiritual life, which is now. If later's the most dangerous, then now is one of the best. St. Paul, the reading we had last week, he says, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. There's so much hope. And the reason there's hope is because we're not waiting for a sign. Jesus is present. He's never left us. At the end of the Gospel of Matthew, he says, behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. He's never left us. The now of God is the real presence of Christ, who wants to change you and me, and who has the power to do so. That's why our repentance should be decisive, not because we can fix ourselves, but because Jesus is real, and he's really present. And he calls us now, right now, on this night, to come close to him and to be changed by him. That's why now is such a hope-filled word. If later is dangerous, now is hopeful. Because there's something new that God wants to do. Not tomorrow, now. Not later, now. You might not recognize what it is. You might not understand what it is, even for years. But God in his love is wanting to do something in your heart and for you now. He's the greater one that we turn to. That's why Lent is such a good season. It's such a focused season. It's a season of decisiveness that draws us right to the heart of Jesus, who loves us right now and wants to do great things. So brothers and sisters, let's be wise. Let's not put things off that need to be addressed. God is real. God is here. He loves you, and he wants to do great things in your life, not later, but now.